Prepare your eyes. It's time for Viewmaster on 95BFM Breakfast.
Morena Latia.
Good morning, Latia.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone.
How are ya?
I'm good, but sad. This is my last Viewmaster.
We're Devo.
We're going to miss you.
I know. I'm going to miss doing my little reviews and chat, but I will still tune into BFM from London. Somehow, I'll figure it out.
Mm-hmm. Excellent.
We're excited for you. The London adventure sounds like it's going to be awesome.
Let's hope.
It will be. It'll be awesome. We're talking today about One Battle After Another, the Leo DiCaprio movie that's all the rage.
Yes, the new Paul Thomas Anderson film. I've seen it twice now. I absolutely love it. I think it is an exceptional film. I'm so excited to talk about it. I'm assuming most people, you know, probably would have heard of it by now. It's playing in cinemas. There's a lot of posters around. It is sort of the big Leonardo DiCaprio movie. Although it's a bit of a Trojan horse. He is, you know, the star of the film in a way. But it's really like Tiana Taylor is incredible. Newcomer Chase Infinity as his daughter is amazing. Mm. And there's just a whole ensemble of like incredible actors, Sean Penn, and then Regina Hall, who I just love and adore forever, who just make up this film, and it's so fun. I'll read the plot out because it's a long film, but it goes by so quickly.
Mm-hmm.
So the plot of the film is Bob, who Leo plays, is a washed-up revolutionary who lives in a state of stoned paranoia, surviving off-grid with his spirited and self-reliant daughter, Willa. When his evil nemesis resurfaces and Willa goes missing, the former radical scrambles to find her as both father and daughter face the consequences of their past. So that's kind of the plot, but it's told in sort of two kind of timelines. And it's, there's drama, there is action, it is really funny, it is really absurd at times, almost satirical. It's got a bit of everything, and it's just so much fun, and there's this incredible sequence, driving sequence at the end, which people might have seen little clips about. The music's great. Jungle Pussy's in it as well. I love that Paul Thomas Anderson loves Jungle Pussy and his cast as well. It's really interesting, and he wrote it over 20 years ago, but, you know, this group of revolutionaries who are declaring a war on like the fascist state and, you know, immigration policy and abortion control and all of that. The film is very of this moment without being one of those corny films that feel like, you know, the dialogue and the plot has been ripped off sort of Twitter discussions and feels very hammy. Like, it's very much about people who are trying to fight, you know, violence and the oppressor, but at the end of the day, they are just people and they are flawed human beings, and they're also trying to be parents, and they're trying to, you know, overcome things in their past and their trauma and all of that. And I think it speaks to this moment really, really poignantly, but in such a fun and clever way, and it's very layered. Benicio del Toro, how could I forget him, plays the sensei. I won't go into more of that, but he is, I think, the most revolutionary character in this film. There's just so many layers to it, and I do think it actually deserves like a second watch. Like, you'll kind of get so hooked into the drama on the first watch and like the action and the pace of it, and then on the second viewing you really notice a lot of the subtleties of the characters and things that are happening and how the plot sort of tinkers together. And I couldn't recommend it more. Please go out and see it in cinemas. See it in IMAX if it's still there. That is so much fun. It was filmed in this division. It was filmed with IMAX cameras, so it's designed to be seen in that format. But honestly, it's super fun. Please go see it this weekend.
It seems like it's sort of in the same vein of that movie Eddington, which came out earlier this year. It seems like there's a lot of that sort of commentary coming out of the States. It's like, the United States might be fucked, but at least they're making good movies about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think there has been some comparisons. I haven't seen Eddington, but I think what I've been heard and read from critics is that One Battle After Another is much better, where Eddington takes quite a cynical view, and I think kind of an especially cynical view of like Gen Z and kind of their attitudes toward politics, whereas I think Paul Thomas Anderson is writing from the perspective of being a dad, and I think this is very much a love letter to his children, and I think the hope he sees in them, as flawed and kind of annoying as they can be. I think that's the real thrust of the whole film, is like this father-daughter, and it's like the family story which kind of holds the drama and the melodrama together, and it's less cynical is what I understood. I do need to see Eddington, but it's kind of less like, oh, these Gen Zs suck and look at, you know, what they're all quibbling about. There's something more kind of intergenerational and really meaningful in one battle after another. And I always forget Paul Thomas Anderson is married to Maya Rudolph, and like her impact on all his films, but particularly this one, and the impact of his children, like you can definitely feel that within this, which is what I really love as well.
Interesting. Okay, so worth the hype, because I have heard a lot of hype about this movie. So
It's deserving of the hype. I do think this will be, unless something else comes and shoots it out of the park, I feel like this will be Paul Thomas Anderson's, like, finally get the Best Director Oscar, which he's never won. I think he's been nominated multiple times, but he's never won it, and I feel like this is definitely front runner for Best Picture and all of that at the moment.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and it's still on in cinemas and everything at the moment?
Yeah, still in cinemas, so catch it while you can. It's definitely, like, a see-in-cinema film. It's very much big in its scope.
Okay, good to know. Oh, I'm excited. Ooh. I've sort of been thinking about it. I saw it in a trailer when I was at the movies the other day, and I was like, it does actually look quite good. I'm sort of suspicious of Leo DiCaprio.
And people have said this, and even I think the cast have said this, it's actually a really difficult film to sell in the trailer. And so I don't think the trailer captures what it is well. And so I just think more the trailer, if you've been like upping and ahhing, like, oh, the trailer isn't really hooking you in and you don't really get what it's even doing, just ignore it and just go in blind. Like, trust me on that one.
Okay, I'll trust you on that. Thank you so much, Latia, and thank you for all of your ViewMaster efforts.
Yeah.
Don't know what we'd do without you and your expert opinions.
Thanks for having me. I've had so much fun on here, and we'll keep listening and look forward to hearing who the next person's going to be doing ViewMaster. So thank you so much, guys. Much love.
Thanks, Latia. Have the best time in London.
Thank you. Bye.
Ka kite.
ViewMaster. Only on 95 BFM.